You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Tuesday, August 20th. I'm Ben Walsh, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is 181. That's the number of chief executives who signed a statement Monday saying that corporations shouldn't always put shareholder returns first. The group of CEOs are part of the influential Business Roundtable, which includes leaders from companies like Apple and JP Morgan Chase. And their new stated message is that companies should consider the needs of all stakeholders, meaning everyone from workers to customers to suppliers to communities. The statement is a rhetorical shift away from the idea popularized in the late 1970s that companies should maximize profits to shareholders ahead of other concerns. The next number up is 20%. That's how much shipments of recreational vehicles, or RVs, to dealers have fallen so far this year. That's according to data from an industry association. Now, why does it matter that consumers buy fewer vacation homes on wheels? It's because RVs are considered luxury objects, and they tend to be among the first things consumers cut back on when money is tight. And the trend of declining sales is not new. Shipments fell about 4% last year. The Wall Street Journal notes that multi-year declines in RV sales have preceded the last three recessions. It could, in other words, be seen as an economic warning sign. Our last number is 25%. That's how much PG&E stock fell on Monday. The utility stock declined after a judge allowed a trial to determine if the company caused California's deadly 2017 wildfires, also known as the Tubbs wildfire. At the start of the year, investigators found that the utility's wires did not cause the Tubbs wildfire. However, lawyers for victims of the fire have disputed that finding, and now they can proceed with a state civil case against PG&E. The outcome of the civil case could add billions of dollars to the liabilities of PG&E, and those are already substantial. In January, the utility company declared bankruptcy, citing more than $30 billion in potential wildfire liabilities. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Tuesday, August 20th. I'm Ben Walsh, and I'll be back with more numbers you need to know tomorrow. Have a great day.